Blog Talk Radio.
See what we mean, Donna?
I'm dancing.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Heart and Soul, Reflections on Purpose, Passion, and Perseverance. I'm Jory Fisher, your host, and joining me today, May 12th, 2010, and every week at this time, is my friend and co-host, Beth Scanzani. Beth, would you like to say hello and give a warm welcome to our friend Donna?
I would, thank you. Hello, and I hope you're all having an absolutely wonderful Wednesday.
I am. So what is our topic today, Beth?
Well, our topic today is going to be legacies of the heart. And we're going to be speaking with my fabulous and very purposeful colleague, Donna Crone. And I'll say more about Donna in a few minutes because I'll formally introduce her then. But until then, Donna, would you say hello and just give us a brief preview of what you're going to be sharing with our guest today?
Certainly. Hello, everyone. Hello, Beth and Jory. Today I was going to share some information with you about a program that I do called Legacies of the Heart. It's one aspect of my work that I do as far as facilitation and coaching. Really, my work is around three main themes: life purpose, leadership, and legacy, and they're all very much intertwined. But we're going to focus in a little bit more on the legacies of the heart today.
Great.
You want me to say more?
You can say a little bit more later.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks.
Well, right now I'd like to extend a warm welcome to our faithful fans and participants, and an especially warm welcome to those of you who are listening today for the first time. We are looking forward to hearing more from Donna, but before we begin, I'd like to give our listeners a framework for the show and for today's call in particular. For the show, Beth and my vision for Heart and Soul is to create a place, number one, where you can be inspired, encouraged, and supported by people who are making a meaningful difference in their own lives as well as in the lives of others, and number two, where you can gain some insight into your life purpose and how you can express that unique life purpose to the fullest. Thus, in my motivation for hosting Heart and Soul is our deep desire to fulfill and express our respective life purposes, which includes helping you discover who you are and how you're meant to use your gifts and talents in the world around you. Beth, I'm going to go ahead and say a word about the format of our show.
Sure.
To listen live by telephone at 12 noon Eastern or 9 a.m. Pacific, please call 1-347-326-9296. That's 1-347-326-9296. To listen live online or to listen to any of our on-demand shows, go to blogtalkradio.com, type Jory Fisher in the search box, or Heart and Soul, and then click on today's episode or the archived episode you wish to hear. If you wish to join our live chat room discussions or share your voice in our on-air conversations, you need to register first by clicking on Register on the homepage of blogtalkradio.com and entering your name and email address. And please remember, you can always download the episodes as MP3s or to iTunes. Okay, Beth, back to you.
So we really do encourage you to participate actively during our shows today and every Wednesday at noon Eastern Time. And you can also share your questions via the chat room if you're visiting us live. And again, that number is 1-347-326-9296. And just press 1 if you want to join our conversation. And just to let you know that during Donna's interview today, Jory's going to go ahead and monitor the chat room and the phones to see if you have any questions or comments for our guest or for us. And then as we go through the interview, Jory will make some time for Jory to share those questions if we have some. And toward the end of the interview, we're also going to have Donna set you up for this week's coaching suggestion, which is something that we do every week. And if you're following the shows and following the coaching suggestions, then you will be living a much more purposeful life yourself. So at the end of the show, we're going to also close with a sneak preview of the next edition of Heart and Soul. So I think at this point, what I'd like to do is introduce Donna. But Donna, before I actually introduce you, you had sent me a few key points and a compelling question. And I wondered if you'd frame up your introduction and the interview by talking for just a minute about that.
Sure. So as far as a couple of key points, at the core of all my work is this belief that I have that an open heart, fully expressed, can heal individuals and heal the world. You know, I truly believe that one of the main reasons for our existence is for all of us to learn to love more completely. And I see life and I see my work through that lens. So for a compelling question, one of the people who has inspired me, some of his writing, was Steve Jobs. And in his commencement speech, he said this quote, which is, "Live each day as though it were your last, and one day you will most certainly be right."
Ooh.
So my question for the listeners, and a question I ask myself, is if today were my last day, what words would have been left unsaid? Or another way to frame that is, what's in your heart that is not yet fully expressed?
Mm. What a great introduction to your work, Donna. So as you listen to the interview with Donna and think about any questions that you might have, listen with that frame in mind. That's wonderfully said. Thank you. So let me introduce you formally, Donna. Donna Crone is the founder and the owner of Sacred Conversations. And this is an organization that's focused on creating and delivering transformational programs in the area of life purpose, leadership, and legacy, as Donna has mentioned. Her work really helps people to create more authentic, more heart-centered lives. And I can tell you from my own personal experience of knowing Donna that she truly is an authentic and heart-centered woman. The perfect person to be teaching this work or coaching on this work. Donna is a certified coach. She actually completed her coaching certification and leadership training through the Coaches Training Institute. And she's also a licensed third age fulfillment coach. And last year, Donna achieved the honor of becoming the fifth certified true purpose coach worldwide. And her programs are presented at notable venues such as the Positive Aging Conference in Florida, Aging in America Conference in Washington, D.C., and also the Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health in Lenox, Massachusetts, near where Donna lives in Lakeville, Massachusetts. So before we start the interview, Donna, is there anything you want to add to my introduction?
No, I think things will come out as we talk, so I think that's just great.
Works for you. Okay, great. All right, so let's just start with, what are legacies of the heart?
When I talk about legacies of the heart, I'm really holding it in two different hands here, kind of interesting. One is, it's a very specific program that I created and fine-tuned with a partner of mine, Meg Newhouse, and that's some of the work that we've done at national conferences and at Kripalu. And on the other hand, Legacies of the Heart is sort of a broad umbrella that I think a lot of my work falls under. It's also a way of living. So if I just talk to you a little bit first about the project, that is something that was born from a deep urge that I had to bridge the gap of what I call missed opportunities or unspoken words. I really see and feel that blocked hearts is what causes so much suffering during our lifetime and after death. And this program helps individuals get in touch with their life's purpose, and then to focus that purpose in a specific way through a legacy letter writing project. And so it is about bridging that gap between what is in people's hearts and what actually gets expressed. So it's a way, the program, what I love about it the most is that the process of doing this work is healing for the individual doing it, and it's healing for the people who receive these legacies of the heart in the end.
Yeah. And as as many of us know, the healing that we do individually, you know, it heals us, it heals people around us, and ultimately it can heal the energy of the world. So this is big, big work.
Rich, very rich.
Yeah, it really is. So I do want to know a little bit more about the details of your work, but before I do that, can you tell us a little bit about how did you come to be interested in this? How did you get from wherever you were to doing this sacred work?
You know, when I look back, I think that the seeds for this really first got planted when I was in college, and I had a friend who was in the nursing program with me, and she told me one time that her mother had a special box for each of the children in the family, and that every year the mother wrote a letter to them and put it in that box, and that at some point when they were old enough, they were each going to receive that. And that just struck me as like, wow, you know, it just went to the core of me. And I think that's where the seed first was planted. Then later in my years as I was a registered nurse as my first job, I was at the bedside of many dying patients. And then I had a long career as a financial advisor. And a big piece of that was doing legacy work with clients. And you know, what I saw there that was missing, both as a nurse and as a financial advisor, I think has prompted me to want to bridge that gap and to put some heart into this legacy work, or to help people ease the pain and the suffering that happens for them, because of it's like a lack of communication or words unsaid. And also personal experience when my own father passed away, he was in strong denial about the fact that he was dying, either that or he was trying to protect us, so he would not speak about it at all, and there was a hole there. So I think it's all of these different experiences that pointed me to this work.
That's beautiful, Donna. Thank you for sharing that.
I had written on a piece of paper some of the words you said, Donna. I had missed opportunities, unspoken words, and then those are side by side, and below it, blocked hearts, and then an arrow below that, I have suffering. And I ended up just drawing a heart around those words.
Oh.
Missed opportunities, unspoken words, blocked hearts. Can you tell us more about blocked hearts and how they contribute to suffering?
Yeah, well, actually, that turns out to be my life's purpose. I know that you're very involved in the purpose community as well, and I think knowing my purpose now, which is to unblock hearts, heal hearts, set people free, is why I am also drawn to this work. And, you know, hearts can be blocked for so many reasons. There's fear, there's old wounds, there's things left unsaid, there's misconceptions, so many things that can keep us constricted. And by going through a process of finding out what your heart and your soul really wants to express is a way of softening, opening, and healing. And this project, you know, with the legacy letters is just one way, but I found it to be a pretty powerful way.
Sure. So you do this both in the coaching that you do, in the legacy work that you do, and as you walk around in the world.
Absolutely. It seems to be, now that I'm seeing the world through that lens, the opportunities just present themselves in so many different forms. And I'm a student of this work as well as a teacher. So I feel like my life's purpose is also to keep learning about this and to keep discovering, and I keep finding new opportunities to do that. And that's what makes it so exciting.
Absolutely. So tell us just a little bit more, maybe give us some examples of the work, you know, in practice.
Okay, so I've done this Legacies of the Heart work in workshop format mostly. I've done a little bit of one-on-one, but mostly it's been in workshop format. And those programs have ranged from a 90-minute program to a 3-day program. Mm-hmm. Obviously, much more fulfilling and for people to go through the full program. But what we do is really to start with, it's really in two parts. One is getting strongly connected to who you are, what your purpose is, what you're meant to do in the world, and to get anchored and grounded in that. and then to think about the people that you want to have the biggest impact on and how you can take what you know about your purpose and translate that into a letter for the people that matter most to you in your life. So that's really, in a nutshell, what the process is about.
Would you be able to give us an example of someone who did this and the impact that it had?
Sure. I'm thinking of a few different people. Well, one person in particular took this on as a project that she wanted to do with all the members of her family. And so she set about working with me, discovering her purpose, and then creating these legacy letters for every member of her family that she was going to give as Christmas gifts. So we talk about them as legacies. You know, one way to do that is to leave them for end of life for people to receive them. You can also share them during your lifetime so that you can see the impact of it. So she gathered her family together, and she gave out these letters, and, you know, it had different impacts on different people. For some, it opened up communication, and there was more sacred conversations, as I call them, that came after that. For other people, they thanked her and tucked him away and felt a little shy about it, you know, but it planted a seed. And so, you know, the impact can be different on different people. But for her, it allowed her to fully open her heart and to say everything that she wanted to.
That's beautiful. And you spoke about this as you said that there were special programs and it was also a broad umbrella, but you talked about it as a way of living. Can you say a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I think something that came to me when I first started out as a coach was I had one of those lightning bolt moments where I just had this vision of if people could remember that life is impermanent, that it would change the way we live. And, you know, holding that umbrella, you know, the fact that these are legacies, the imprint of our life after we're gone, just holding that knowledge that, you know, we're here for a short time. We don't have, like, another life in our back pocket that we can pull out when this one is over, at least not this go around. So just to hold that awareness and how that changes us, how it gives us permission to take more risks or to be more open with people, to not shy away from having those what I call sacred conversations with other people, to just in every interaction to remember that you're having an impact and that you're leaving a legacy, whether you're choosing it or not, so to be more conscious and purposeful in what you do.
Oh, that's wonderful. So is that part of what you teach in the workshop along with, you know, leaving legacies in terms of letters, you know, for later on? Do you also teach people how to live with more awareness of the impermanence and how that can change the way we live our lives now?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of it.
That's great. That's great. So what inspires you?
You know, there are so many things that inspire me. I think when I look around, you know, working with my clients inspire me, my children inspire me, just seeing people doing their best, trying, despite the limitations of our humanness, I think is incredibly inspiring. And I'm also very inspired by my life's purpose. I think that I would not be able to be having an interview like this prior to knowing my purpose, because I would think, oh, you know, I shouldn't be talking about these things, or I might have been shy about it. But now that I know that this is really what I'm here for, it gives me more courage to talk about the things that really matter to me. And staying connected to that purpose has been very inspiring.
Yeah, oh gosh, and that could be a conversation in and of itself. But would you talk to us a little bit more about, you know, what is life purpose, and what does it mean to you personally?
In some ways, it's this huge question, and in other ways, it's very simple. And I just think of it as it's the answer to who am I, why am I here, and what am I meant to do? And, you know, now that I have specific answers to those questions, I realize that, oh, it's not just some big, broad, sweeping, you know, question that can never be answered. There are answers.
Mm. And how did you come to get involved in this work to discover your own life purpose and then to teach others to do the same?
Well, I think one of the things that we learn in this purpose work is that there are times when you just feel this inner urge or this something is calling you. Mm-hmm. And when I first heard Tim Kelly speak at a coaching conference, I felt one of those inner callings, like, oh, this is something I need to pursue. So I signed up and started finding my own purpose back in 2006. And it's been a journey since then. Really, in 2008 is when I jumped in both feet and started really doing a lot of teaching and running groups around this.
Mm-hmm. And would you say a little bit about the work that you do with people on helping them find their life purpose?
Sure. Yeah, so that takes different forms. I have many one-on-one clients that I help them discover their purpose, go through a formal process that is anywhere between 3 to 6 months. And I run small groups, as you know, Beth.
Mm-hmm.
And we often have four people in a small group supporting each other as they go through this process, and that can range from, depending on how we set it up, 10 to 12 week long programs. And then as part of a certified coach in the larger purpose community, I'm doing some teaching, you know, to the large groups and coaching in small groups formally through that community.
Yeah.
I'm doing a beautiful job, I might add.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And for any of you listeners who don't know, both, well, all three of us, Donna, Jory, and I, are all in the, we're all licensed True Purpose Coaches, and True Purpose is the name of the process that was created by a man by the name of Tim Kelly. And so we're all coaches in that process. Donna and I are both certified. Jory is also licensed and in the process of getting her certification. So it's work that's very, very dear to all of us. And talk to us a little bit then. So we've talked about legacies and we talked about purpose. Will you talk to us just a little bit more about the connection between the work that you do with Legacies of the Heart and life purpose? You've talked about it a little bit, but maybe give us a little deeper view of what that looks like.
Yeah, life purpose and Legacies of the Heart, for me, they are two sides of the same coin. So when we think about purpose, we're often thinking of it as in the now, living your purpose day to day. And Legacies of the Heart is more of living just with that broader lens of this purpose can have impact well after you're gone. So thinking of it in terms of ongoing. So, you know, the best legacy is a purposeful life. You know, living a purposeful life is going to naturally have an impact that goes on, and just holding that lens helps you to live differently.
Mm.
Does that answer the question?
Yeah, that's great. Jory, are there any questions, or do you have any questions?
Well, we have folks in the chat room, as always, but nobody is raising their hand with a question. So I think we're fine to continue.
Okay. One of the things, Donna, that you mentioned before, and I know happens, you know, when we, like you said, we see through a certain lens, and now I have an idea of what my purpose is, or you have an idea of what your purpose is, and we see life through that lens. And we, as I've heard you say, we keep bumping up against experiences that where we're experiencing the thing that we're teaching others, or we're experiencing the thing that we keep trying to help others do. So how does that manifest itself in your life? How do you find yourself dealing with a blocked heart or missed opportunities or unspoken words and helping to heal that suffering?
Yeah, that is really, that is where the rubber meets the road, you know. Mm-hmm. Just the other day, I was writing a newsletter about experiences that I had had where there had been some conflicts in my life and how I was cleaning up unfinished business and seeing how much nicer it is to live with, you know, with the lightness of cleaning that up. And boom, something happened right in the middle of that. with my sister. And I was like, you know, I don't want to clean it up. I don't want to, you know, the typical adolescent not wanting to deal with it. And, you know, I just know better now, you know. So on the one hand, I'm reacting, and then on the other hand, I'm like, another learning opportunity. Step back. Look, here it is. Your heart's closing. Open it up again. So it definitely is a living laboratory of seeing myself, and that's one of the messages that I keep getting is that, you know, who better to teach it than someone who is having their own struggles around it and having to practice what they preach on a daily basis.
Such a wonderful point. One of the things that we teach people in the purpose work that we do is that we're all being, we believe we all have something that we're meant to do in the world. And we happen to call that our blessing, but you could call it whatever you want. But this thing that we're meant to do, we do it over and over and over again in our lives. And our life has been a training ground for that. So for many people, when they discover what process they're meant to do over and over again, they go, wait a minute, I don't even know how to do that myself. In fact, I've been trying my whole life to figure out how to come to terms with this. And that's very common. It's the thing that we're meant to do with others that we're also meant to do to heal ourselves, you know, dealing with our own inner wound and our own self-healing. Donna, can you expand on that just a little bit?
So help to focus me. Tell me what you're looking for.
Well, in the work that you're doing with Legacies of the Heart and unblocking people's hearts,
how does that heal my own?
Yes.
Yeah. So I do feel that when I look and find where are the places where I need the most healing and the most growth, it is around that area of staying connected to other people, staying connected to the love that's inside of me, to know and see myself as both fully able to express and receive love. Mm-hmm. Those are the areas where my healing has been and where I continue to grow. So I don't know if people are familiar with the Enneagram, but I'm an Enneagram 2. And
Me too.
Okay, Jory, so you'll understand this. And so the core wound of the Enneagram 2 is to feel like they're truly loved in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So what a wonderful place you discovered for yourself and for everybody who works with you. Yeah.
And Beth, I can speak to that as well about giving the blessing to ourselves. Yeah. A lot of times, what it is that we're meant to do is what we ourselves need. And what we've been dealing with over and over again. And for me, Donna, my blessing, you've actually probably heard me state it numerous times on the True Purpose Community telephone calls, but is to shepherd seekers as they find, follow, and fulfill their divine calling. And Beth, as you were talking to Donna, I was thinking, you know, I just love it when I'm shepherded as I go about trying to find, which thankfully I've done, but then follow and fulfill my divine calling.
Mm. Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Joy, what questions do you have?
Donna, I have been wondering. I love the fact that you are a nurse. I'm amazed that you are a nurse and a financial planner. I mean, or advisor to me, that's kind of like right brain and left brain. And I'm like, wow, awesome. Had you not found your purpose, either through Tim Kelly's True Purpose work or some other means, where do you think you would be right now, and how would that compare to the life that you're living as of May, what is today, 12th or whatever, of 2010?
Well, you know, even before I found Tim Kelly and formally was able to get all of the detailed information about my purpose, my soul was still trying to give me a message.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a financial advisor, I did that for almost 19 years, but for the last few years of my career, I had this, what I call an inner nagging voice that just kept saying, this is not what you're meant to be doing. This is not what you're meant to be doing. But it wasn't telling me what I was meant to be doing. So I knew that it wasn't the best use of me, and I knew that there were elements of it that were, but that overall it wasn't. So it was sort of like fumbling in the dark, you know. It's like, okay, I need to leave this. I need to find what it is, and I don't quite know what it was. But then I did stumble across coaching, and that was my first, like, light dawned that, oh, this is where I need to be. But I wasn't able to narrow down in what area of coaching or what specifically should I be doing. So finding my purpose and getting all the detailed information really helped me to zoom in and focus, which was really the benefit of it. So I think that it just would have taken me a lot longer, and it would have been a lot more just sort of bumping up into different things and trying different things and taking more time to find my way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that bumping, that bumping image. I have often used the image of bumper cars. You know, those little bumper cars in the you know, in the amusement parks, and some of them are in the water and some of them are you know, on a bit of concrete, and you bump up against something, and then you bump up against something else, and then you're pushed away and you're bumped up against something else, and
that's
life
good.
Sometimes feels like that before we're in touch with who we are and what we're meant to do. Yeah.
That's really good. And sometimes when, you know, I'm thinking of the bumper cars, of course, the amusement park. But sometimes you get mad, sometimes you get hurt. And sometimes the bump is kind of funny, you know, so we can have different reactions to the bumps that we receive, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing that we, you know, from any bump that we get is, if it's not that, then we know that. Oh, not that. Oh, yep, not that. It's not that. And that also helps us to get clearer over time about what we don't, what doesn't feel right, helps us to ask the question, so if it's not that, what is it? And I love the way, what is her name? I know her name. It's the woman who does Abraham, channels Abraham.
What?
I know
Hicks?
Her. Hicks. Yeah.
Yep.
Abraham Hicks. Esther Hicks. Esther Hicks, she channels Abraham. And they give wonderful, wonderful, wonderful information about living life. And one of the things that she talks about is pivoting. And she says that if you bump up against something that isn't what you want to feel, you know, isn't right, doesn't feel good, then ask yourself the question, if it isn't this, what's the opposite of that? Because that must be what I want. And you turn in the other direction, you pivot, and you move toward the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
You know, or whatever it is, if I don't want this, so this feels... you know, to me, this feels boring, okay? It doesn't feel good. Doesn't feel good in my body. Doesn't feel good to me. So if it's not boring that I want, what do I want? And I ask myself that question, and I turn toward that. So it's a really good strategy, actually, for walking around in life. But we diverge. I diverge, although it's the same stuff. Let's see, Donna. One of the things that I'm wondering about, if you can... talk to us just briefly about it, is I'm wondering, because I'm thinking about going to Kapalu in January to your workshop, but I'm wondering, yeah, I would love to go. Can you just give us a synopsis of what that would look like?
Sure. So the program is January 16th through 18th. It's over Martin Luther King weekend, and it starts with an evening, couple of hours in the evening, where you're connecting with the people in the group, getting an overview of the program. Then there's a full day the next day, and an evening program where you really dive deeply into this whole idea of purpose and legacy and specific to you. We do one of the things that they make sure at Kripalu is that it's a full, that we're using all senses when we do exercises and things. So it's a very experiential program. It's body-centered, it's creative, and it's a lot of group sharing and things. So it's deep work and it's multi-sensory as we go into this this Legacy of the Heart program, discover what means most to you, what is the legacy you want to leave behind, and then on the final day we wrap up with how you're going to bring that out into the world. But you actually leave with a tangible legacy letters written at the end of it. So it's both sweeping in scope and very specific and tangible and concrete, which is what I love about it.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. All right. Yeah, I do hope I can do that. It's my intention. I had to miss it last time, but I'm hoping to do it this time. So how would a person know if it was the right time to do this work with you?
You know, when we talk about timing, you know, one of the women that was in our workshop last time was a young woman. She was only in her late 20s, and she said, oh, you know, it's too early for me. It's actually never too early, but it absolutely can become too late, right, you know? They always talk about people who leave the world with the music still in them. It's similar to that, you know. It's like it's never too early to find out what's in your heart and to begin to express it and to begin to get comfortable and to be changed by the process of doing that. You know, one of my stakes is that by people experiencing this work, they will have the courage to have more open, sacred conversations just naturally with the people that matter most to them. It's a way of exercising that muscle so that when there's an opportunity to speak to, you know, a relative or a friend or a child that you just, you know, might have shied away from in the past, that you will have the motivation and the courage to just do that and to have relationships be closer, more connected.
Great, great. Well, before we start to move to a close, Jory, did you have any additional questions?
Well, I am wondering if you wouldn't mind, Donna, since you're the first True Purpose Coach guest that Beth and I have had on the show, if you could just give a broad overview of taking, and Beth, of course, we could chime in if Donna preferred, but a broad overview of how we take somebody through the True Purpose process.
Oh, sure. So the True Purpose work that the three of us all do is a very specific process for helping people discover what their purpose is in life. And one of the things that we do is we help people, you know, for most programs that are out there, everything that I've seen that's out there in the world around purpose is talking about just looking at what we call above-the-line information about your purpose, which is information that your conscious mind is aware of. So you look at past experiences that you've had, you sort of you reflect on your life and you see, where was I purposeful based on how I felt in those moments, and you try to piece together information about your purpose. So that type of work exists out there, and we do some of that as a warm-up in this program. But the real juice of our work is that we help people to go into their unconscious and actually uncover the mysteries of why they're here on this earth. And we do that by helping to make their conscious mind comfortable going there and learning what the soul already knows about our purpose. And there's a specific way that we do that with exercises and processes, what we call direct access methods. And it takes, maybe a few months to go step by step and help people to discover all of the specific information about who am I, what's the essence of who I am, what's the process I'm meant to do in the world with everyone, with myself, and what's my mission, what am I being called to do in a big way. So Beth and Jory, feel free to fill in whatever I left out.
That was beautiful. I think I'm going to take that, what you just said, memorize it, and steal it back.
No, that was a great explanation. And it's a lifelong process. I mean, we have courses that we take people through, sometimes 8 weeks or 10 weeks or 12 weeks or longer. But it's a lifelong process. You get some information, and then you work it. You get a connection, you know, to your soul, to the part of you that knows your purpose, to, you know, what we call a trusted source, and you keep working it, and life unfolds, and over time you get a better and better and better understanding of who you are and what you're meant to do. So thank you, Donna, and thanks for asking, Jory.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's about time to wrap up then. Before I do that, Donna, Would you give our listeners an email address or a web address, someplace that they can contact you if they're interested in your work?
I would love to. My website is www.sacredconversations.com. And on the website, you can sign up for my monthly newsletter. If you're interested in this whole concept of opening your heart, I'm in the process of writing newsletters that are the 10 doorways to an open heart. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm on about doorway 5 right now. So you can get the ones that have gone by and the future ones. So we'd love to have you come and visit.
And what's, we know that you do group coaching, and you and I do some group coaching. You also do workshops. What other services do you offer that you might not have mentioned? Individual coaching?
Yeah, I mean, most of my time is spent with my individual clients doing individual mm-hmm. coaching, and that is, as I said, life purpose, leadership, legacy. I do an arm of executive coaching with mm-hmm. business clients and life coaching, you know, where it ranges from soup to nuts, but often this whole concept of purpose is intertwined in there. Even if mm-hmm. we don't go through the formal process, we do some of it in all my coaching.
Right. And did you have any special offers for the listeners today?
Sure. Yep. One of the things that I wanted to mention was Kripalu, which we just talked about, January 16th through 18th. Also, for anyone who is listening today, if you just mentioned that you heard me on this interview, that'll give you a 10% discount on any of my individual or group coaching. And one of those processes is group coaching that Beth and I do together, which is the life purpose work, where we arrange groups of 4 to 6 individuals and take them through the true purpose process. So if anyone's interested in that, happy to offer you a discount for that.
Well, thank you. That's very generous. Mm-hmm. So each week, as some of our listeners know if you've been listening before, we do offer a coaching suggestion. And that's to help you to really experience and integrate the information that we've discussed on the show. It's really our gift to you, our listeners. So today, Donna's generously offered to share a coaching suggestion with you. Donna, would you go ahead and suggest that?
Sure. So my coaching tip for today is based on the article that I just wrote in my newsletter, and it's to begin your day by asking yourself this question: is there anything that is constricting my heart today? And by that I mean, is there any unfinished business that I need to clean up in order to feel at my best? One of the things that I like to stress is that when you're traveling lightly with no heavy baggage to carry around, when your heart is open, you have more access to joy, a feeling of well-being, and it's proven to also be healing for your body as well as your soul. So just asking yourself that question, is there anything constricting my heart? Is there any unfinished business I need to clean up today? And then to set about with a plan to do that. And that's something that sometimes you need help to be able to carry out. That's where coaching comes in. Mm-hmm. But the first step is really asking yourself.
I can imagine that I'd have a very long list.
Well, we'll talk, Beth.
I'll call you for coaching. Thank you, Donna. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for joining us today. And as always, it's a joy to talk with you. And I loved learning more about the legacy of the heart work. It's something that I know about but didn't know this much about.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Great. And one of the things I might want to talk to Jury afterwards is because I really have this vision and this dream that just as common as a will, everyone will leave legacy letters behind. And so maybe she can give me some insight about how to help lawyers incorporate that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Wouldn't that be nice if we could get all of the trust and estates lawyers to encourage people to mm-hmm. craft letters, legacy letters, and then have that in their little safety box in the bank.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, Donna, don't let me forget after the show to refer you to a particular lawyer that I know that would love that.
Okay, great.
All right. Back to
you,
Jory.
Okay. Thank you, Donna. That was such a blessing, and I'm confident that anybody that you work with must just come away feeling all warm and fuzzy inside after you take them through some of these processes. Your workshop sounds really fascinating. And you offer that two or three times a year? How often do you do that?
Well, at Kripalu, it's once a year, but offer it in different settings, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much. Well, I just want to remind our listeners that we truly want Heart and Soul to be an experience that we co-create with you. And this is how we'd love for you to participate. First of all, to join us by phone, online, or by listening to our archived or on-demand episodes. Secondly, to try out these coaching suggestions and see what happens. Let us know, if you would, what insights and results you come up with. We would also like you to send us your suggestions for topics and guest speakers, and to help us help at least 2,010 people live a more authentic, purposeful, and joyful life. And you can do that certainly by just coming to us with people that you know that you believe would benefit from discovering their purpose, and by guiding them to the Heart and Soul radio show. So before, go ahead.
I just add that many of our guests also do this work, including Donna, and that 2010 can be, you know, there are lots of people who are out there who would love to help people find their purpose. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you, Beth, for saying that. So before I give our listeners a preview of next week's show, Beth, is there anything particularly purposeful that you want to share that's going on in your life?
Well, I think the most purposeful thing that stands out for me this week is an opportunity that I took to notice that I was actually in the process of making a very big decision. It was on the purchase of a house. And I didn't check. It was so in my head that I never really checked in with what I would call my trusted source. Some might call my, you know, their higher self or God or whatever name that one would put on that. But I didn't check in. I was just so busy doing it that I didn't really check in. And I heard this little voice say, so what did trusted source say? And so I stopped and I asked, and I got an answer. And then I proceeded to ignore the answer. And what I found was that it just didn't feel right. It wouldn't let me go. And so I went back and followed the advice that Trusted Source gave me. And just a totally unexpected turn of events happened with this buying of the house. Somebody else had already had an offer, and they were negotiating with the buyers and sellers were already negotiating. And so I went ahead and put in this backup offer because that's what Trusted Source told me to do. It was low because I was scared to death to get the house. And it turns out they switched from the other buyers over to me, even though there wasn't a lot of difference in the actual offers. They switched tracks. They jumped tracks, and I ended up with the house. So I thought that was just a really, for me, a really important reminder of checking in and how sometimes life, for me anyway, sometimes life has a purpose in mind or something in mind for us, and we can either choose to pay attention to it or ignore it. But when we pay attention to it, sometimes very unexpected things happen. So just a reminder.
So what you're saying is that you consult your trusted source for things in addition to what your purpose is in life.
Yes, when I remember.
Well, I'm so glad you did, and may you be happy for years and years in your new home, in your
thank
new
you.
Old home.
Yes, thank you.
Well, I would like to say that I'm excited about something very purposeful that Beth and I just started on Tuesday. We started up a new group similar to what Beth and Donna do together. Beth and I also have a group that's going now, a teleseminar. So we have people from East Coast, West Coast, and in between who are working on discerning, discovering their life purpose. And it's a real joy to work with these dynamic women. So let me go ahead and give you a preview of next week. On Wednesday, May 19th at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, I'll be interviewing a good friend of mine, Brian Duvall. You can find out more about him at duvallmedia.com. And the subject will be how to get explosive growth in your business. So this would be particularly for those of you out there who either are or know people that you'd like to help who are entrepreneurs or solopreneurs and who are in the business of making some money. So Brian will reveal 5 secrets that not only have taken his business from startup to $250,000 in sales in the first 9 months, but also have put him on track to do more than $1 million worth of business in the next 9 months. He's very successful, very savvy, and is very much in touch with the purpose work that Beth and Donna and I do. So that would be it for next week, and I just want to close the show now by thanking you, Beth, thanking you, Donna, and thanking our listeners. You've been listening to Heart and Soul with Jory Fisher, a life, career, and true purpose coach from Lynchburg, Virginia, with Beth Scanzani, a life, leadership, true purpose, and dream coach from Rockport, Massachusetts, and Donna Crone, our guest, our esteemed guest, certified life and leadership coach, third age fulfillment coach, and certified true purpose coach from Lakeville, Massachusetts. We'd like to leave you with a quote. Beth, you want to do that?
I'm going to ask Donna if she would give us a quote.
Sure. Let's see. Okay. So, as you know, I do most of my work with people in midlife and over. So here's the quote that I found. When you find the courage to change at midlife, a miracle happens. Your character is opened, deepened, strengthened, softened. You return to your soul's highest values. You are now prepared to create your legacy, an imprint of your dream for our world.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Well, thank you, Donna. Thank you, everyone listening live and on the recording, for being with us today. Donna, your talk about legacies of the heart has been extremely purposeful and right on target with Heart and Soul, our radio show. So go ahead.
I was just going to say, as I saw Heart and Soul, I was like, I could feel tingles, you know. And it's been so great to be with both of you. I loved it.
Oh, good.
Donna.
And I do want to remind everyone that you can reach Donna at her website, sacredconversations.com. And speaking of websites, I'd like to invite you to visit my website at womenfindpurpose.com and to email me at jory@womenfindpurpose.com or Beth@BethScanzani, S-C-A-N-Z-A-N-I, @AOL.com if you'd like to share your questions, ideas, or comments with us. Also, please let us know if you'd like to receive our weekly announcements of upcoming shows on Heart and Soul. So, Beth and Donna, would you like to say goodbye to our listeners?
Yeah, bye. Thank you so much. It was lovely being here with everyone. I didn't get to hear your voices, but I can imagine you out there.
Perfect.
That's good. Thanks. Thanks, Donna. And goodbye, everybody. Have a wonderful week.
And until next week, then, may God bless you, keep you, guide you, and inspire you to be all you are designed to be. Thank you, everybody. Bye, Donna. Bye, Beth.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.